This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm in a bad place. I just hit for $19 million, but I'm going down fast and hard.
Tyson Fury went through something similar, right?
I had everything. I had money, fame.
He wanted to talk about some of the greatest challenges outside of the ring.
Showed me all the drugs, all the cocaine. It was like Scarface, like a movie. I was like, champ, you bugging. What are you doing?
You don't ever put no hands on the Brownsville yet.
Hey. Okay. Where you from, Yeti?
Get him out. There's a lot of Muslims in the world. All over the world is Muslims, champ.
It didn't work for me. Alcohol didn't work for me. 10 years clean this month.
Yes, Quran Hakim.
That's right. Praise be to Allah. That's right.
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Now my next guest is a former heavyweight champion, world champion, and has fought some of the best in the world, like George Foreman, Klitschko,
heavyweight championship in the world, you got to know those.
Lennox Lewis, you name it, he's probably fought him. But what we really want to talk to him about are some of the biggest and greatest battles outside of the ring that he has gone up against and how he overcame them. Like going into a deep depression, becoming obese, even at one point trying to kill himself with food and money, growing up an orphan, and much, much more. So we can go ahead and get to know our next guest, Champ Shannon Briggs.
What's up, brother? Let's go, Champ.
How are you doing?
I'm good, Champ. How about yourself?
Good. It's nice to have you here on the Dean Show with us.
Thank you for having me, Champ. I really appreciate that.
So did we hit that right? World champion, you've fought some of the greatest out there, huh?
Well, you got that wrong. It's two-time heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, okay, so multi-heavyweight champ of the world, huh?
Brother, yes, champ.
Yeah, so tell us some of the greats that you fought. I mentioned Lennox Lewis, you got George Foreman, Klitschko.
Yes, I fought those are some of the champions I fought, as well as Francois Botha, Sergey Lyakovich, just to name a few, Sultan Abragimov is one of my title challenges. Vitaly Klitschko. Yeah, I had a couple fights here and there.
and you're still ticking strong, huh?
Yeah, I'm still feeling good. You know, I'm in great shape. I just turned 50 December 4th. I have an upcoming match with Rampage Jackson.
Look at him, y'all. He's pretty big, too.
Don't get wary.
Wait a minute.
Don't get
wary. Wait a minute. Look at his arms. Let's go, champ.
Former MMA champion, and I'm looking forward to that. We're gonna fight three fights, possibly one in the triad ring, which is a new combat form of combat that was created through Trilla, and then we're gonna fight in the boxing ring, and I'm gonna knock him out again, and then we're gonna fight an MMA match in which he thinks he's gonna choke me, but that's not gonna happen.
Okay, for the MMA, and hopefully, God willing, inshallah, like we say, inshallah, maybe we could be of benefit. That's my specialty. That's what I teach Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So maybe we can get you over at our academy, and we can give you some good techniques to help defend the choke and maybe apply some good submission on him. Turn the tables.
Yeah, I'm definitely need your help, because that's the area that I'm not too good at. But yeah. I'm sure with your help, you'll help me get him up off me.
We say, inshallah, God willing. Beautiful. Yes. So tell me now what we wanted to talk about, some of the greatest challenges outside of the ring. I mean, you've gone through a lot, you know, in your struggles. You went through one time a really deep depression, you know, obesity. That's something that's an epidemic today in not just America, all over the world, but especially here. 70% of Americans either overweight or obese, you know. Depression is at an all-time high, skyrocketing. People just, you know, throwing down the prescription drugs and, you know, thinking that's going to help. But you kind of overcame these things, even at one point really trying to kill your life. Can you talk to us a little bit how you went down that road and how you got out?
Well, it was, you know, it was a multitude, like I always say, it's not just one thing. It was a multitude of things, you know, growing up, you know, tough childhood, like most kids, and then you know, coming into success of somewhat, and always really struggling to get ahead, and led to a lot of different things, bad decision making at some point. And then unfortunately, I had my bouts with food and you know, prescription drugs, and it led to more depression. Unfortunately for me, my daughter was born, and she'll be 10 January 15th. And
congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. When she was born, I took a huge step towards recovery, which was actually this next week, I believe it is, or this week, will be 10 years clean, no alcohol. I haven't had that would be 10 years. My daughter, it was a week or two before my daughter was born. I told myself that I was done drinking alcohol, and that's when I gave up alcohol. And I went on this journey, which was to health and wealth, to be honest with you, because I've always been on my own since I was 8 years old. I've been doing some form of employment, working, trying to survive, to take care of me and my mom, single parent in Brownsville, Brooklyn, New York. So for me, I've always been working and struggling to earn. So I took a spiritual journey to wealth and health, which is training hard, eating right, and which is my health. And then also using that same drive that I've always had to build some wealth. And I created and I trademarked the saying, "Let's go champ." And that was my self-motivation, my trigger word for when I was feeling depressed and, you know, I wanted to quit or I wanted to give up. I tell myself, "Let's go champ, let's go champ." And it became my mantra. And I went around the world and you know, I think so in some ways it's synonymous when you hear "Let's go champ." Some people think of Shannon Briggs, you know?
Mm-hmm. So didn't Tyson Fury went through something similar, right?
I had everything. I had money, fame, glory, good looks. I had it all. Everything that a man would ever want. You can have everything in the world and feel like on a day.
He also hit a deep depression. And I'm thinking, like, how is that when people, you know, the whole world opens up to you? You got all this money, fame. How do you end up going down that route?
Well, that's what, you know, that contributes to it as well, because you already got a hole in you. And then, you know, it just could be a hole with money coming through. Or, you know, you kind of pick up things sometime to distract you, to coach you, to make you feel like, okay, to numb you in some ways. You're doing things to chase a feeling. You know, it all goes down to chemicals in your brain, dopamine, serotonin, and different things. And sometimes, you know, we start chasing this dopamine high or serotonin high, and it's hard to battle, whether it's alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, whatever it is. These things are chemical in the brain, you know, that these reactions. So I myself, even food, like I was saying, I myself had to fulfill it with exercise. Now, you think that, I mean, as a professional boxer, that I've been doing it all my life, basically since I was 16 years old, that I would have known that, but I didn't know how important exercise was to me and my life until I stopped exercising and I ballooned up in weight to, you know, 400 pounds, and I realized that exercise was a crucial part of my life, not just from a physical standpoint, but from a mental standpoint, that even now when I don't exercise, I don't feel great. We all know exercise releases different chemicals. They say the runner's high. These things are real. And these things are like any addict or anyone chasing anything, a high or feel good. You know, it took me to hit, you know, a real low place in my life to realize that I needed to fulfill my so-called like desires, whether it was to go out and spend money, you know, go buy a new car, buy this, buy material stuff. All these things were clouding me, and then I started realizing you got to replace that with something positive. You know, when I started, I dove headfirst into eating right, into health, like, okay, what's the best food? I dove into anti-aging because I wanted to know how I could lose the weight, feel good, you know, look good, feel good. That's the key part of it, you know, look good, feel good. So I was looking messy. I started changing myself, how I look, my appearance, and I started feeling good. And I realized that in itself kept me occupied, whether than going out drinking, spending money, anything, sex, anything. It just
it became more fulfilling and it cost less.
And it cost, yeah, people can't, you have at one point you said you are using money to kill yourself. Like,
yeah, yeah, everybody, but you know, if you're buying money for heroin or for crack, anything, you're using the same money, using it. But I was just using it in ways like to numb myself, like to feel good. So let me go do this. Let me buy this. Let me go this. Let me go get a girl. Let me do this. And all those things just have you chasing your tail. Listen, it didn't work for me. Alcohol didn't work for me. 10 years clean this month. Can you believe it? You know what I'm saying? I had to be 10 years alcohol free. I had started drinking alcohol as a homeless teenager at the age of 13, 14 years old. On and off, you know, drinking with the boys, drinking beer here, this and that. But after, you know, 10 years clean of alcohol, I lost the taste. I lost the desire. And I didn't like what it did to me. And I look back and say, a lot of my decision-making was based on alcohol, especially when it came to spending money. Because, you know, it was part of that life, being out, spending money, drinking, and then I go shopping. It is just a routine that was, it was a brutal routine. But I'm happy I overcame it. I'm happy that I'm able to tell people that, hey, listen, you know, I'm actually helping a friend right now. I'm not going to say his name, but I got a call from a friend of mine who said, Champ, I'm in a bad place. I just hit for $19 million. And I'm going down fast and hard because I'm doing drugs and I'm partying every day for the last 3 months since the deal hit. Because he disappeared. And I hadn't heard from him. I was like, what happened? You know what I mean? What happened to my boy? Not even thinking. Nothing happened, just kind of curious because I kept calling, but I didn't get him on the phone. When I finally got him on the phone, he said, Champ, yesterday, he said, Champ, you haven't heard from me because the deal went through. Now, I wasn't part of the deal. I'm just.
He got $19 million?
$19 million.
$19 million, and then now he's calling you saying, I'm going down fast.
I called him.
Yo, you called him.
And I had to ask him a question, a business question. And I was lucky to get him on the phone because I called him quite a few times over the last 3 months, and he never answered. So I was like, man, what's up? You know, did I do something to him? He answered yesterday. He was like, Champ, you haven't heard from me because I hit for $19 million. And look, he showed me his house. He showed me. I was like, wow, congratulations. He was like, yeah, but look, he showed me all the drugs, all the cocaine. It was like Scarface, like a movie. I was like, Champ, you bugging. What are you doing? He said, I know. I never had money. I never lived life. And now I've been doing it for 2 months and I got the money. But I see I'm going to kill myself the way I'm headed. Wow. I said, listen to me. You need a champ camp. You need a champ camp. You know
champ
what I'm saying? Yeah, you need a champ camp. You need an awakening. Somebody to tell you you're champ. You're bugging out. Chill out. Chill, champ. Chill. And he was like, you're right. He was like, Champ, can you come to Malibu and hang out with me and get me clean? I was like, I don't know, champ. But I say that to say this. His endorphins is high right now. He's running crazy, right? And the money is making him go crazy. You know what I mean? He can crash. He's 30 years old. He can crash and do a lot of damage. So I say that to say I'm happy that I was able to talk to him. And through my experiences, people can learn and say, yo, Champ was right. A lot of people don't have a big brother, a father, an uncle. They don't have anybody in their life to say, hey, man, you're doing wrong. And I'm lucky to say that I survived my hiccups. And I can tell people, hey, man, you know, don't do it, Champ.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to get some gems, trying to see from your experiences. So, God, when people can benefit from some of the things that you've gotten over. Did you actually get a chance? Do you know personally Tyson Fury? Did you guys ever meet in the ring before?
No, we never fought.
Never fought?
After I had came out of my depression and I had lost weight, I had seen him, ran into him, and I was telling him, hey, man, he was at a bad place at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, you can do it, man. If I did it, you can do it. He was like, nah. I said, nah, man, I'm telling you, you can do it. And he did it.
I was in a dark room on my own. And I was praying to God to help me.
Mm-hmm. And not only did he do it, he was as big as a house. He did it. He did it big. He won the title. He put on some of the best fights in history now, you know, with Wilder. And, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy that he was able to. He told me, he looked at me and was like, yo, you inspired me. So I'm happy for him, man. I'm happy that I was able to inspire him. And I'm still hoping to inspire as many people as I can.
How much did Muhammad Ali, did he play any role in your life? Or
every role. You know, he's our Michael Jordan. He's our Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get a chance to meet Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I met Muhammad Ali when I was 23 years old, I believe, for the first time. Maybe I was younger than that. No, I'm sorry. I was 20 when I met Ali for the first time. And it was in 1992, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he was an amazing character. You know, beacon of light for all of us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Tell me, at one point you also met Mike Tyson. Tell us about that experience, the first time you met him in a park.
No, I didn't meet him then, but I seen him.
You saw him, yeah, when you saw him, yes.
Yeah, he was a specimen of a man then. As a young man, Mike Tyson was a specimen of a man, and he still is. He's one of the greatest heavyweight fighters in the history of the planet, of this world, and that we know in boxing. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be, you know, it's an honor to be from the same neighborhood that he's from, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to go ahead and get your reaction to this video here. I want to see if you know some of these individuals in the video that I'm going to play with for you. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salat, hayya ala al-falah, qad qamat as-salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Can you recognize anybody in these videos?
Yeah, I don't see too good, but I see, I think that's Badu Jack.
That's a good friend. He's a good friend of yours, right?
Yes, is that Badu?
That's Badu, yes, Badu Jack.
Was my brother, yeah.
Yeah. How about who's next to him?
Is that Mike?
That's Mike.
Wow, let's go, Jack.
Mike Tyson. And then you know who's leading them? Have you ever seen anything like this?
Allahu Akbar.
Have I seen anything like what?
Yeah?
Men praying?
Yeah, I mean this type of praying. Have you ever seen? You know what they're doing?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, man. I'm born. Yeah. I'm 50 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm older than you, man.
Okay, so that's familiar to you.
Yeah, man. Of course.
So, okay. So you met some Muslims before?
Come on, man. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, Brownsville. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little nervous. You'd be nervous on coming on an Islamic TV show.
I ain't scared of no Islam. I ain't scared for what? Why should I be scared?
Yeah, with all the negative propaganda that's out there, a lot of times people, you know, they get a little bit nervous. But that's why we do the program, to try to break some of the ice and educate humanity on the most misunderstood way of life out there. That actually Muhammad Ali lived, Malcolm X. And then we got Mike Tyson here praying with Badu Jack. So you know Badu Jack, huh? And you got Amir Abdullah. You know him also, his manager.
Yes, brother. Yes, brother.
Yeah. So when you mentioned Brooklyn, why? There's a lot of Muslims there in Brooklyn?
New York, period. There's a lot of Muslims in New York. There's a lot of Muslims in the world. All over the world is Muslims, champ.
Yeah. So the next thing before we conclude, I wanted to get your, have you ever heard this? I'm gonna let you hear it and just get your reaction to it and your feedback here.
تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم مولانا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون.
What does that sound like to you? Have you ever heard that being in New York? Has that ever, have you
no.
ever heard? Never?
Never.
If you had to guess, I mean, you've listened to a lot of music, probably hip hop, 50 Cent, 55 Cent, all this stuff out. What did that sound like to you?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you can classify, if it's jazz, you classify jazz. If it's rock, you'll classify rock. Hip hop, you know, the beast of hip hop. What category does this fit into when you're listening to it?
Definitely not rock. It's not rap. It's a foreign language to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's a foreign music. It sounds like, you know, someone singing. I don't understand the language, but
yeah,
you know, it sounds beautiful for what it's worth. I mean, the voice, I'm sure, I don't know what they're singing about.
It sounds beautiful. Mashallah. Yeah, this is the Quran. This was the Quran. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So what message can you give before we conclude? Tell us, for the people out there who are suffering, you know, this is a beautiful thing when you put in your mind, when you're at the depths, you know, of the lowest places in your life. And I like this mantra that you're putting in your head, you know, let's go champ, you know, you can do it. Just like when this, your friend called you, he's got the money and now he's going down. That's crazy. He's like, hey, I haven't reached you because, you know, he pretty much hit it big. But now you would think he's got all the money. It's going to bring happiness, but it's not filling that void. You know what I mean?
Not at all, and that's why he asked me to come help him. He said, yo, champ, I need your help. I need a champ camp. So I would say I'm lucky to be that type of person that someone will look at me and say, yo, I just got $19 million, and I would love for you to come help me and get my life together. That's amazing. That means that they respect or see something. And like he said, I see what you overcame with a lot more money. So he was like, you know, I can use your help. But, you know, I think, you know, life's a journey, champ. We all on the journey. We all trying to make it. We all trying to do the right thing, hopefully. And, you know, I want to appreciate you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. God willing, we can. So you're in Miami, huh?
Yes, brother. Yes, champ.
All right. So hopefully if we ever visit down there, we can, you know, and if you're ever in Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago? Oh, man, I got some delicious food in Chicago. That's my place, man.
Yeah, we can have you come by our gym, our academy here.
I would love to, man. I'm going to have to come train with y'all so y'all can show me how to beat Rampage.
So wait, tell me, so that's, you said it's a three-part, you're doing one thing with Rampage for boxing, and then the other one is, what were the
triad,
other two?
Triad is a new form of combat. It's like you fight with UFC gloves, MMA gloves. But you kind of, it's like dirty boxing, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're fighting a triangle ring, a triangle, you know, as the mat is a triangle.
So wait, but the boxing you're going to do, that's how many ounce glove? That's the, eight ounce, right?
Boxing is going to be, I think 10 ounces, something like that. But these are going to be, I think
4 ounces.
No, these are 8 ounce gloves.
Yeah, so you're gonna do one with the regular boxing, then the other one with these other type of MMA gloves.
The MMA gloves first, triad event, which will be probably in May, and then.
Wow. So that's is that anything on the ground, or is that just strictly, you know?
That's strictly stand up.
Stand up.
He's gonna be on the ground when I hit him.
And then two of those, and then the third one is on. Everything MMA. Is that in the UFC?
Well, it's in the cage. Not the
it's
UFC,
in the cage.
It's
in the octagon. Yeah. I know, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's when I'm going to choke him. That's when I'm going to put him. That's when I'm going to get him on the ground, and I'm going to choke him until he can't breathe, until he begged me to quit.
God bless you,
man. Let's go, champ.
God bless you, champ. All right. Thank you very much. It was nice having you on the program. God bless you.
You see that fist? You see that fist? Yeah. Look at that, champ.
Oh.
All it takes is one hit. One, champ, one.
Are you still doing the molasses?
Ooh, how you know about the molasses? Let's go, champ.
I know.
Let's go.
You're still doing the molasses? What do you do real quick? I forgot to ask you, like in the morning, like what do you like to eat? What's your new regimen for?
Because I'm like liver and onions.
Onions?
Liver and onions.
Ooh, you're doing the liver. That's the most, that liver is the most nutritiously dense food out there. That many people don't know about that.
That's right. I'm over there eating. I'm eating like an animal. I'm eating beef, chicken, fish. I'm getting this tip-top shape. I'm an animal. You're going to see me soon, champ. When Rampage see me, he's going to defecate on himself.
And no alcohol, alhamdulillah.
No alcohol, 10 years. That's right.
No alcohol, alhamdulillah.
That's right. Praise be to Allah. That's right.
Alhamdulillah. So, mashallah.
That's right.
This is beautiful. Alhamdulillah. All right, beautiful. All right, very nice, man. May God bless you, we hope to maybe meet you in person sometime soon.
That's right. That's right. Praise the God. Praise God. Let's go, champ. I hope to see you soon. Let's go, champ. All right, brother.
Take care.
Peace.
All right. Peace.
And that was the former world heavyweight champion, Shannon Briggs, here on The Dean Show. There's a couple lessons that we got to learn. You know, we wanted to talk about what helped him get out, you know, of this depression. He was into a lot of the things like, you know, that people get into once you got all that money. So one lesson is you can have all the money. You know, the story he shared with us, his friend got the $19 million and he's heading downhill. And you would think, okay, because many people chase money. So now you got money. What are you going to do with that money? So like Shannon was sharing with us, he was just eating himself to death. He was going ahead and doing the drugs and alcohol and all the different things that person would think that would bring them some sort of happiness, but it's just short term, it's short lived, it's just fulfilling your desires, but the void is still there. So inshallah, we can go ahead and benefit from that for people who are trying to, you know, chase all the material things and finding and dining and, you know, just running through life heedless on the purpose of life, to really think, you know, yes, money can be a means for you to go ahead and do some good in the world, but it can also lead to your destruction. And we need to really think, what's the purpose of life? Why am I here? Everything around us has a purpose. The keys in my pocket have a purpose. You know, this the camera that's filming this has a purpose. You know, everything that we can see in front of us. But what about the human being? What's our purpose? And what's the purpose of life? You know, pretty soon he'll be in the ring and he will be facing Rampage Jackson. Now imagine that these two get into this octagon, trigon, whatever this thing is that they're going to be doing, and there was no ultimate goal at the end. There was no objective. That would make no sense. Now go ahead and equate that to life. What is the purpose of our lives? And many of us are heading towards our departure date. Many have already departed from this life. You know, where do we go when we leave? So those are the kind of crucial questions that we should be asking. What's the purpose of life? Why are we here? And who best to ask than the one who created us, the creator of the heavens and earth. So we leave you with that. And if you like a free copy of what you heard Shannon listening to, which is the vibrated word of God Almighty, Allah, the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. You can get your free copy of the Quran. And if you have any questions, call us 1-800-662-4752 and subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. Support us on our Patreon page. And we'll see you next time here every week on The Dean Show. Thank you to our special guest, former heavyweight champ, Let's Go Champ Shannon, for being with us. And we'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.